Welcome to the Halcyon House, Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County 911 Supervisor Kara Sorrells about extra steps dispatchers are taking to help protect first responders from COVID-19. Right now, with the novel coronavirus confirmed in Iowa with over 100 cases, there are additional steps put in place to help protect those first responders. Can you share what dispatchers are doing to help protect those who are on the scene providing medical care?
Right. Well, the first thing to remember is I know that a lot of things are shut down. A lot of people aren't going to work, but the dispatchers, the first responders, you know, EMS, law enforcement, we're still coming to work. We're still here. Emergency services do still exist, and we will still respond to emergency calls. But it's important for us to protect those people. As soon as we start to get someone who has a positive test for that, you know, then it starts to degrade the response that you're going to get, and so we have to be very careful. So the reason we're asking these questions is to make sure there hasn't possibly been somebody that's been exposed to it so that they can take the proper precautions. So the questions that we're going to ask refer to if there's any symptoms, such as fever, respiratory illness. Also travel, that's very important. Have they traveled internationally in the last 14 days, or have they been on a cruise? Have they lived with or provided care to someone who has symptoms of the coronavirus? Have they had close contact of someone, which we consider more than 6 feet for more than 2 minutes, with a person who's been visibly sick with any respiratory symptoms, or if they say they are sick with a fever or respiratory symptoms? If we get the positive responses to those answers, we're going to let our responders know that they need to use caution. Now, they will still respond to people's houses. However, the response might look a little bit different. Instead of, you know, the police officers and the ambulance and everybody, you know, coming up to the door, you're probably going to get one responder initially, depending on the nature of the emergency, and they're going to be in a mask. They're going to come to the door and start to make contact and just assess the situation before, you know, everybody comes up. The goal is not everybody should be exposed if there is a potential problem.
And these are the steps that are happening in Washington County. Are they happening elsewhere across the state?
They are happening elsewhere, and not even across the state, I think across the nation. I was on a conference call this morning with other 911 supervisors across eastern Iowa talking about the same situations. And then what do we do if, you know, somebody within our own ranks ends up sick and we have to quarantine them and we start to lose staff here? So everybody is taking precautions. Everyone will be doing it. You'll see, you know, firemen, first responders, officers, you know, they may need to wear masks, gowns, eye protections. Don't be alarmed. They're just trying to protect themselves and their families, and then the people they're responding to as well.
And even with everything going on, you still have those medical emergencies, accidents that happen.
Yes, we do. They continue to come in. We also continue to get calls, you know, wanting to get assistance from a deputy or a police officer. A lot of those calls, if possible, we're going to try to get handled by phone. So if it can be done, we will probably ask you to do that.
And again, if people need to, 911 services are still provided.
We are still provided. Yes, we will still answer the phone. We're going to ask people to use common sense. We're going to do everything we can to help. Under normal circumstances, there's things we can't help with. When it comes to, like, supplies, things are out at their grocery store, you know, they can't get their hands on something. That's kind of beyond our control. But anything else, we're still here, status quo. We're willing to help.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County 911 Supervisor Kara Sorrells talking about the extra steps dispatchers are taking to help protect first responders from COVID-19. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.